Que te estás acordando.
¿De qué tamaño?
So, we meet once again through the Mahadeya. We have had a series of discussions every Monday, and you know that we take something as
අපි ආරකියේ පුකම පංච උපාදානස්කන්ධය ගැන එක කන්ටිනියු කරමු සලායතනයි පංච උපාදානස්කන්ධ ගැන අහන්න මම හිතන්නේ සලායතන ගැන තමයි කතා කර කර හිටි.
හරි.
ස්ටෑන්ඩ් බයි.
Hi boy, welcome to the Mahadeya. One who knows that this body is so impermanent, like froth, and the one who knows that it is substantial, insubstantial, like a mirage, of course, will cut off the flowers of Mara and will definitely get out of his sight. I quote from the Dhammapada. So as we welcome all of you to the Mahadeya, our knowledge discussion today as well, we have invited someone you know very well, that is none other than Professor Ravi Koggalage, who is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University, and he is a meditation teacher with overseas experience. So we have been having a discussion about things like Paticchasamuppada, Panchupadana Kanda, and we intend to continue this today. While we are welcoming you to the Mahadeya after some time, since we have been having this discussion about Panchupadana Kanda, and still many of our viewers have problems, they have places where clarifications are needed, we thought of continuing this discussion. So let me invite you to initiate the discussion about Panchupadana Kanda.
Yes, this Panchupadana Kandas are very important because Buddha has mentioned that is the dukkha itself. Sankhittena Panchupadana Kanda dukkha. So without understanding what it is, I don't think anyone can even enter to the path, because many of us used to think we know dukkha, we know the cause of dukkha like tanha or craving, then cessation, nibbana, and we only need to follow the path. So everyone, you know, most of them used to try to follow the path, but they just forget about first three noble truths.
Mm-hmm.
But
suffering, the cause of suffering and the cessation of suffering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this suffering or dukkha is very important, because if one does not see what dukkha is, I don't see any way of getting out of it, because simply you don't know this suffering is existing.
Definitely.
Like some people used to say, even I do not have any kind of suffering, so why should I practice meditation or something like that?
Yes.
Right? There are people telling like that. That is true. If you do not see suffering as it is, there's no way to get into the path. Because Buddha once mentioned, suffering is the main thing for you to have Shraddha, or the faith.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, while you said that, sir, let me just interrupt you. Maybe it's a question that doesn't sort of fall into this topic, but you said suffering should exist for one to realize that it exists, and for one to realize that we should seek a path out of it.
Yes.
So what about beings who are born in Brahmalokas?
Yes.
You know, sometimes do you think that they might be somewhat lost because they might not seek the path towards Nibbana because of all the, you know, happiness they go through?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because not because they are in the suffering or not,
mm-hmm.
but many of us, we used to think, not only Brahma worlds, even Deva worlds, if we can go to that type of world,
mm-hmm.
so that's the kind of end of suffering or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we see how people act in, right?
Yeah.
Somehow they think only at the dying moment, if we can get kusala chetana, good karma, then you can be reborn in any of the good realms, like sugati,
mm-hmm.
what do you call, not the dugati side, right?
Mm-hmm.
The that may be the only hope of many Buddhists,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But Buddha's intention was not that, because he has clearly mentioned any type of levels or realms, like Brahma world or the six devas, or even the manusa world, or the other four dugatis,
mm-hmm.
satrapa,
mm-hmm.
right? All these 31 different realms. Wherever you go, still suffering is there, because it's the world, right?
Yeah.
So,
suffering is there, but what if it's difficult to see that suffering
yes.
exists?
Yeah, that's the important
Are
thing.
Are they in danger?
Suffering is
that?
There, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But we won't be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Even that's what I'm trying to
okay.
tell, because even he,
mm-hmm.
as human beings, sometimes it is difficult to see suffering is there.
Yeah.
Right?
So we can imagine
so
if we become
yeah.
Deva.
Yeah. Deva,
being
like,
a human,
if you are getting everything
yes.
what you wish, like Deva world,
definitely.
You don't have to do a job and, you know, study or whatever,
yes.
these kind of normal way of sufferings
yeah.
we are talking about. So Deva world, they are not existing. Like when you want food, you are getting, right?
Mm.
Clothes or whatever the, what we call this panchakama, right?
Mm.
And that is to satisfy our sense bases. All sort of things you are getting in Deva worlds.
So, do you mean there's a little risk in hoping that you are born in a Deva loka?
Exactly, that's what I see. Even this human world,
mm-hmm.
if it is difficult to see suffering is there, I don't think
sure.
if we are in Deva world, any kind of urge for us to get rid of suffering, because simply you don't see suffering.
Sure.
Right? So if you see what suffering is, that is Dukkha Satya, only then there's a possibility of seeing other truths. Like if you don't know we are subjected to suffer, we are in the suffering itself, otherwise you won't try to, you know, get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing suffering is very important. And seeing suffering does not mean you have to suffer. They are two different things. Understanding what suffering is, different thing from you are facing the suffering.
Okay.
Right?
True. Yes.
Because some people, again, they don't like to talk about suffering.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they don't want to talk about death.
Yeah.
Even it's the truth, right?
Yes, yes.
bad things. They call, you know, what's the point of talking about these things and so on, right? But understanding suffering is very important. That's the first noble truth. Then again, this the worldly level we were talking. But when we go into deeper levels, Buddha has mentioned Sankhittena Pancho Padana Kanda Dukkha. That's what we've been discussing. So again, just to remind what Pancho Padana Kanda are, is Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. Those are the five things. I hope now our viewers are familiar with these Pali terms.
But if we quickly just explain in English also,
Rupa is whatever we used to believe outside matter. Right? Could be outside or your own body, right? Internal or external, physical things. Mm-hmm. So that is Rupa. Then Vedana is kind of feeling we get. There are three basic types. Mm-hmm. Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana and Adukkama Sukha Vedana. Mm-hmm. Sukha means pleasant feelings, happy kind of feelings. Then Dukkha Vedana is unpleasant feelings. Then Adukkama Sukha somewhere in between these two. Right? Those are the three types of Vedana feelings. Then Rupa Vedana Sanya. The sanya, the usual term used in English is perception, mm-hmm. but it's kind of recognizing or separating, I would say, one item from others, mm-hmm. right? If you use your eyes, for example, now when we see these flowers, we can separate this from other picture, what our eye capturing. So, kind of sanya, rupa sanya. Mm-hmm. Then the sankhara. Sankhara is thought formation about whatever we separated, right? Mm-hmm. It's, whether this is a beautiful flower or what, whether we like it or dislike, kind of our intentions or chetana. They become sankhara, thought formations. Then finally, the vijnana is the knowing itself, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, about rupa, the rupa is the object, but how do you get to know about rupa? It's through your vijnana. Mm-hmm. Then how do you get to know about vedana, the feelings, again through vijnana. So, vijnana is the knowing itself, right? So these are the five things, if we just describe in simple terms, but we can go into deeper levels. So Buddha has mentioned Sankhittena Panchapadana Kanda Dukkha. Then we have to see where these five things are arising, right? For that, we had, I think, few discussions. When we use one of our senses, then there arise these five things, five aggregates we call Pancha Upadana Kandas, right? For example, when we use our eyes to see something, now these flowers we can see using our eyes, there arise these five things, Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. If I try to describe more, the rupa could be these flowers, matter. And also our eye, it is also rupa, part of our body, right? So external rupa, internal rupa. Then the kind of feeling we are getting, maybe pleasant feeling when we see flowers, right? So it's a sukha vedana. Then the rupa sanya, to separate these flowers from other whatever items, surrounding items, right? So the rupa sanya, then whatever chetanas, the sankharas, probably we identify these flowers has various flowers, this has this kind of smell, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then the vijnana is the, now I got to know about flowers. Right?
Okay.
So, these five things, they have arisen now. Right? Then, whether we need to see whether pancha upadana kandasa deya. Now, pancha skandasa deya. Skanda. They are rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vijnana.
Yes.
Then, next thing is to see whether we have already cling to those upadana.
Okay.
Right? So, one way is to realize whether upadana is there or not. To see whether the personal belief is there, the Sakkaya Ditti.
Okay.
Because there's a place Sakkaya has explained as Panchupadanakkhanda.
Mm-hmm.
That is in Chula Vedala Sutta,
mm-hmm.
right? Series of questions the Visakha asked from Dhammadinna Therani. Then one of the questions is Sakkaya Sakkaya, what is Sakkaya? So, and that's the Panchupadana Khanda. That was the reply.
Okay.
Right? So, this is the personal belief. Now, here one way to test is, when we get to know, okay, there are flowers that is external to us. Right?
Yeah.
Then, when we say something external, then indirectly, we have the meaning of external, sorry, internal, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you say something is external, then it is relative to internal. So, internally you are there, right?
Yeah.
So, this is relative to me. I can talk about flowers outside, right? Two ends, two extremes. It's known as dvayata.
Mm-hmm.
So we separate into two sides, internal and external. Ajjata bahiddha. Right? So internally we believe there's our senses, in this case I. I, physical I, belongs to me or my body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's a kind of personal belief.
Yes.
Kind of Sakkaya Ditti.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? So, without realizing, this has already happened. So, that's an indication
mm-hmm.
the upadana is already there.
Mm-hmm.
Even before we realize. Right? We got to know there's something external, the flower.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say that thing, without our knowledge, this side also defined, the internal, the self. So, it's an indication the Sakkaya Ditti is there.
Yeah. So, the Sakkaya Ditti will continue until one attains Sotapatti.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Or until you get the get into the Lokottara path.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is to have Lokottara Sammaditti. So, that is worldly level and the supramundane.
Okay, so you are talking about the mundane Sammaditti, the Sakkaya Ditti.
No, there's no mundane Sakkaya
okay.
Ditti and supramundane Sakkaya Ditti. Sakkaya Ditti is Sakkaya Ditti.
Mixed up.
That's
right.
A worldly
Fine.
Thing.
Fine.
Anyway, Sakkaya Ditti is a worldly thing,
hmm.
mundane. Right?
Yes.
So, when you get rid of that, you enter into the supramundane path, right?
Okay. So, it's not Sakkaya Ditti should not be misunderstood as the complete ego, is that so?
No, no.
Because it will remain until arhatship.
Yes, kind of. There's a term
called mamatvaya,
asmimana is the Pali
right.
term they use. But Sakkaya Ditti is the wrong belief that there's a person.
Okay.
Wrong belief.
All right.
Right. About this Panchupadana Khanda.
Okay.
right? So now, when we define something external matter or rupa, we already cling to that. Cling in the sense we have already accepted.
Yes.
Right? The Pali term, again, there's a term called ajjosaya tichchati, vasaganna. You already believe that that is existing. Mm-hmm. Right? That rupa is existing. If someone else telling you no, that that is not existing, you are not going to believe. So you have a strong belief. Right?
Sure.
So that is upadana. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, if we say, okay, there are physical flowers outside. So we already in that rupa upadana. Similarly, this body is there. Again, that's rupa upadana. Right? There's another place where many people get confused because they think it is existing. That is kanda only. It is not upadana. But, you have to use your wisdom to see whether upadana is there. Right? If personal belief is there, no one can argue this upadana is not there. That's why use the term this sakkaya is the panchupadana.
I guess upadana will continue, or upadana will be there until you attain arahatthood, is it?
Upadana would be there, but the wrong belief, the sakkaya ditti, you can break that.
Break that at sotapatti level, so on level.
Yes. To do that, you have to understand what it is, how it is, appearing and so on.
Mm.
Now, when we use one of our senses, as I took one example, when we are using our eyes, when we believe, okay, there is something outside, indirectly we are telling, my eye is here to see that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is where without realizing this sakkaya ditti comes in.
Sure.
So you need to practice kind of vipassana meditation to realize this.
Mm-hmm.
Now my point is, now rupa upadana khanda arises because rupa is there, external and internal. External that flower and the internal our eye. So both rupas being the upadana has arisen. So rupa upadana is there. Any kind of feeling relating to that, in this case pleasant feeling, vedana. So it is also upadana. Vedana upadana skanda. Then the other sanya upadana kanda. Sankhara upadana khanda and vinyana upadana sandha.
Mm-hmm.
All five things, they have arisen.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that logic, we can realize pancha upadana khandas are there.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do not see is the suffering is there, dukkha is there.
Yeah.
Right? That is what Buddha has mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why this is very deep. Right. So Buddha has mentioned this, what he realized. Dukkha satya is pubbe ananusutesu dhammesu. It is not someone has heard before.
Definitely.
Not only human beings, mm-hmm. devas, brahmas, maharas, and whatever be. No one has heard this before.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Before the Buddha. But that is the truth. It was there, whether Buddha is there or not.
Mm-hmm.
But by listening to Buddha's teachings only, one can realize this. That's
sure.
why this is pubbe ananusutesu dhammesu peranoyasu viru dhamma. Right?
Sure.
No one has heard before. So, that's why I mentioned this dukkha satya is very important to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Pancha upadana khandasa dukkha, then when we create pancha upadana khandas, we do not realize dukkha. we have created dukkha, right? So that's why I think last discussion also we took one very important sutta, that is Mahasalayatana Sutta, talking about our ayatanas, six senses.
Yeah, the six senses.
Yes, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and our mind. Yeah. Then this Salayatana Sutta, it says, Chakum Bhikkave Janang Pasang Yata Bhutang, about the eye. Janang Pasang Yata Bhutang is the truth, right? Truth as it is, Yata Bhuta. Then one who knows Janang, and one who see Pasang. Janang Pasang Yata Bhutang, right? Then only one see the reality of I and the Rupa. But normal persons who are going in this samsaric journey, they do not see the reality. They are ajanang apassang yathabhuta. They don't know, they don't see the truth as it is. About what? Our eye and the rupa we are getting know using our eye. Similarly about our ears and the sounds we get to know using our ears. So ajanang apassang yathabhutam, that's the normal condition. Then those who do not see ajanang apassang yathabhutam, they get deluded about these things. That is our internal senses and outside ayatanas, the I and the rupa, ear and the sadda sanya, alright, like that. Then when we don't know about this thing, it says asadanu pasi viharati, you enjoy with these things, asadanu pasi viharati, right? Then what happens is the pancha upadana kanda upachang gachati. Upachang means you gather more and more, collect more and more, create more and more pancha upadana kandas. That is what happens when you do not see the truth as it is about your eye and the rupa, about your ear and the sadda. Similarly, nose and the smells and so on. All six senses. Right? Therefore, the opposite of that is when you see and realize the janang pasang yathabhutam of I and the rupa, ear and the sounds, the sadda, right? Janang pasang yathabhutam. When you know and see the reality as it is, that's the way to not collecting more and more panchupadana kanda.
Okay. So, what you mean is if you achieve yathabhuta jnana, or seeing the world, or seeing things as they truly are.
Truly are, yes.
Then only you will understand the panchupadana kanda.
Yes. Understand in the sense it's not full realization, but you get into the path of realization. That is the Arya Magga.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need Sammaditti for that. Right view about these things. Right? So when you say right view or the truth as it is, so Buddha has helped us. He has mentioned about certain qualities of these worldly things. So all those things belongs to the world. There are common qualities. They arise due to certain causes, cause and effect. Right? And also they are known as sankata, sankata dharma. Sankata means they arise because of various causes. If causes are not there, you can't even talk about them. Mm-hmm. Right?
When the cause does not exist, it does not exist.
Exactly. Okay. Right? The paticca samuppada also, mm-hmm. same thing.
Yeah.
Then, few qualities of sankata dhamma arise in uppada upanyayati, vaya upanyayati. Then, the titasanya tattang panyayati. These are the three common qualities for any sankata dharma. That means any worldly thing, you can observe these three qualities.
The birth?
Yeah, uppada is occurrence. Vaya means kind of passing away, disappearing, right?
Gradual disappearing, like, is that so?
No. Not gradual.
Okay.
If causes are there, it is there. If causes
something
are
like
not
aging?
There, it is not arising.
Okay, right.
Right?
Okay.
So, that is again anicca, right? Mm-hmm. Arising and passing away.
Yeah, because I have a very
It is not the gradual change.
Okay. Because when I heard the term vayang,
yeah.
I thought it's something like aging.
No,
usually
we used to use
vayang.
That only when there's a death only. That's why we used to think this is also kind of death, I mean disappearing.
Okay.
So rising, passing away, rising, passing away.
Okay.
Right? So in between these two, arising and existing and passing away.
Mm-hmm.
In middle, we used to believe something is existing. That's the worldly way of seeing the objects, worldly things. Right?
Yeah.
But supramundane level, lokottara view is different.
Mm-hmm.
Supramundane view, you can't say anything is existing. Or nitya. Nitya sanya. Existing, right? So, anicca means just the opposite of that. That means the gap between this arising and passing, it become a kind of straight line. There's no...
the gap becomes very short?
Very short.
Okay.
Very short,
mm-hmm.
in the sense...
Oh, very short or does not exist?
Yeah, it's kind of... you can't say it is existing. Before you say it has passed away. It's like a sound we make,
mm-hmm.
you know. You can hear a sound, therefore you can't say it was not there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you try to talk about sound, it's already, you know, does not exist.
So it's a matter of speed,
away.
Is it?
Yeah, initially...
The time taken.
Initially we think that's the speed,
mm-hmm.
but there's a point even you can't talk about speed. Right. We can simply say when causes are there, it is there. When causes are not there, it's not there.
Of course, we are talking about the supramundane level.
Yes, supramundane
so
level. Yeah, that is
paticca
samuppada.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When causes are there, we can talk
mm-hmm.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
When causes are not there, you can't even simply, even think about it.
Sure.
Right? So that's the kind of the cause and effect nature we have to understand.
Okay.
So these qualities are common. Now you know I, the asset and the rupa, external matter, right? And then there arise chakku vijnana, right? Consciousness, I consciousness. Now, if you consider I consciousness, you can realize those qualities. Consciousness, it arises because of causes. And at the same time, it is passing away. Right?
Okay.
It was not existing before. Peranothibhima hatagatta. Just arise.
Appeared out of nowhere.
Yes.
Mm.
And again, disappearing without any trace.
Okay.
Right? Without any trace. Ithurunathuvama niruddhayana. These are the qualities.
Okay.
So, you can realize that quality for vijnana.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it is difficult to see same theory applies to I and the object, outside object. Because all these three are worldly things, Sankhata Dharma. Right? They appear because of causes, disappear when causes are not there. So this is the difficult dhamma to realize, because we have worldly way of seeing things. Worldly way, we used to believe my eye is there from my birth to death. Sure. Right? Normally we don't see arising and passing away of our eye.
Sure.
And similarly, the rupa. Some rupas are there even longer than our lifespan. For example, our house or something like that.
Yeah, even these flowers.
Yeah, right. Certain rupas may change faster than our life. For example, our food. Right?
Sure.
But in between that arising and passing away, we have a time gap to talk about that existing time. The pavatna, the nitya, nitya sanya. Right? But Buddha has mentioned anitya is the quality one has to realize. Anitya is just opposite the nitya. So worldly people, they take them in nitya sanya. Right? Nitya sukha atma. But what Buddha has mentioned is anitya dukkha anatta. So just opposite of those things. So those who are going in this samsara, they are in these delusions, four delusions. They are known as vipallasa. Nitche, anicca. Anicche, nitcha, sanya. Those who are in the world.
Okay.
The reality is anicca, but we used
but
to believe
they
are
nitche,
permanent.
Okay.
Kind of. Right? Then reality is dukkha, but worldly people see them as sukha.
Pleasure,
yeah. Then the anatta, that is the reality, but we used to see the atma, sanya. Right? Then asubhe, subha. Asubha, I don't know, unpleasant or
yeah.
Kind of...
Something unpleasant.
Yeah, it is not the feeling, but I think the asubhe, subha, sanya. Right? Those are the four vipallasa, worldly level.
Okay.
Right? So this supramundane level, you have to realize anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha. To realize anicca, it is common to all worldly things. It is not only for our vijnana. That same quality is applicable to any other worldly thing, including our own eye and the whatever objects we see through our eye. So this is a kind of dhamma difficult to realize. That is where you need your wisdom. So according to dhamma, we need to practice vipassana to develop our wisdom. Then only one can realize this kind of nature. Right? Then if we do not see that truth, that means we are not seeing the dukkha or the panchupadana khandhas, the true nature of those.
Okay.
Because we used to take rupa in nitya sanya. Right? But Buddha has mentioned it is anicca. Nitya means just arising and passing away. Right? There's no
continuous
continuity.
Permanent thing.
Yeah. Same thing, it is existing for some time.
Mm.
That is only a concept we have created.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So if we take an example, I think without examples, it's very difficult to understand these things. So we took this dog's example last time. The dog peep into a water. Then it can see its own image.
Yeah.
And by its actions we can see the dog used to think there's another dog, physical dog. The mentality of that dog, there's another dog existing. That's what it believes. But we know it is only a belief, because we can't see real dog in the water, right?
Sure.
So we know this dog got deluded, right? It's a delusion, because it only thinks there exists another dog. But for dog's world, there's another dog. It's a physical dog, right? Dog's mentality level. That means it is believing there's another dog existing. Existing in the sense it was there even before I see, now also there. If I see again, I would be able to see.
So he thinks it's in the water. There's another dog in the water.
In the water, yeah. But it's not an image. What it believes is another physical dog. We know it can see only its
own reflection,
the image. It is not a physical dog. But dog's world, it believes there's another rupa with the nitya sanya.
Sure.
Nitya sanya is, it is existing. Existing in the sense, it was there before, now also there, even future, it is existing. That is nitya. Right? But if you just think about even the image in the water, it is appearing when causes are there. For example, when dog peeping into that water, only the image appearing, right? So before it was not there, right? Even when it is not in that area, again the image is not there, right? So that is arising and passing away. When causes are there, it is there. Causes are not there, it's not there.
Yeah.
But due to this avijja, not knowing what the reality is, not knowing what the reality of the rupa which it believe to exist.
Yes.
Its deluded mind, it used to believe there's another physical dog. That's why it gets probably angry and so on, barking, right? So this deluded mind, it's like our way, like we believe the worldly thing existing, physical thing, with the nitya sanya. So if he asks the question from the dog, why you think there's another dog? Answer would be, I can see it.
Sure.
Right? So if...
And it barks when I bark.
Yes.
Probably he would
say.
Yeah.
But main reason is using its eye.
Sure.
So it can see kind of rupa sanya like a dog. And what it doesn't know is the thought formation telling it why this kind of picture appearing. It used to believe because another dog is existing. Right? That's the delusion. It's not the something wrong with seeing. Because if dog's eye is working, it can see, right?
Yeah,
there's
sure.
nothing wrong with the act of seeing, but the delusion is there because of what it thinks.
Definitely.
Right? So if someone asks from us, why do you say there's a flower? Right? Then we have to answer because we can see.
Definitely, we can very well see the flowers.
Yes. That's the exact answer dog is giving us. So this is a good example to see whether we are also deluded.
Yeah.
Right? We got the nitya sanya about external rupa. similar to that dog, because both of us, dog and we, use our eye in the same way, right? Because we also can see a picture, dog also can see a picture. That's nothing wrong with that. But where we got deluded is using that observation, we used to believe we have experienced something existing outside. So that is where we have to, you know, see, contemplate, realize. And realize, think more about that, to realize our how these sensors works, to get jhanam passang yatha bhutam of our eye.
Definitely, and the problem exists because Will's laughing at the dog's behavior. It's time to think about yourself, whether we are laughing at ourselves too. So we have been discussing something very deep, a subject which is very deep, and one needs to practice to realize it further. So I'm sure, Professor, our viewers will be having many questions, and I'm sure they will need clarifications. Would you mind telling your email address to them?
Yes, it is kogalage@yahoo.com. If I spell kogalage@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you very much, Professor. And viewers, we intend to continue this discussion about the Pancha Upadana Khandas and the realization, and until we all realize the way towards the path, and we need to practice, we need to get into the path. So thank you very much, Professor Ravi Kogalage, and thank you very much, viewers, for being with us. And if you have any questions, you can just forward it to Professor. And if you have any comments about the program, you can write to us. You know our address. The producer, Dhammahadaya, the Buddhist TV, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.G. Sena Nayaka Mavata, Colombo 7. Thank you so much. May the most noble triple gem bless you.
ඊළඟ ප්‍රෝග්‍රෑම් එක බලෙන්දන්ගේ ඔපරේට් කරන්න කිව්වා. ඔයාලා ඉන්න නැහැ. ඒකෙන් පොඩක් හදලා මේ අර බණ එකක් දීලා තාපුනම පටන් ගන්න මේ බලලගේ.
පහල සරන්නේ නැහැ.
ඔව් පළවෙනි එකේ සෙපරේට් කරන්න වෙන්නේ මේ
පළවෙනි වගේ කියන්නේ පල්ලෙහාර බණ තියෙන තැනනේ.
නෑ ඊට උඩ එකේ.
ෆස්ට් ෆ්ලෝ එකේ.
ෆස්ට් ෆ්ලෝ එකේ. යන තැනම අර තියෙන්නේ.
හරි.
එතන තමයි ගන්න වෙන්නේ.
වෙන්නේ. නෑ ෆස්ට් ෆ්ලෝ එක පරිපෙණ ගාව අර අතන හවුලි හතර ස්කෑන්ලා තියෙන ඉවත් වෙන හැටි තියෙනවා.
එළියේ.
අපරාධ